Now that we've identified our given and unknown variables, our next step is to select the proper equation and begin to solve for our unknown variables. So the question is asking us to ultimately solve for the acceleration of the bag. But to use the equation from Newton's second law, we need to first calculate the net force applied to the bag. So step one is going to be solving for the net force, and we're going to, excuse me, and we're going to use the equation that the net force is equal to the sum of all the forces applied to the object. So in this case, it's going to be the applied force plus the force of friction. So we decided to assign the direction of left as positive. So when we solve for net force, we end up with this equation where we have the net force is equal to 40 newtons minus 10 newtons because the force of friction is going in the right direction, so it has a negative value associated with it. And we can determine that the net force applied to the bag is going to be positive 30 newtons, which could also be read as 30 newtons left. So in the next slide, we're going to use this value for net force and use it to solve for the acceleration of the bag.